What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Today, the president is going with another move against his predecessor's signature health care law, issuing an executive order to loosen regulations on how businesses insure their workers. Jonathan Cohn joins us to explain. He is senior national correspondent covering healthcare for the Huffington Post, joins us from Ann Arbor, Michigan. Jonathan Cohn, thanks very much for being with us. What is this move allowing people to get healthcare through associations? What's going on, Jonathan?
Right. So there's a lot of moving pieces here, but the basic idea is to loosen some of the rules that have been put in place on insurance and allow the growth of kind of a second, almost parallel market for health insurance, where there would be plans that wouldn't necessarily comply with the regulations that are now in place that Obamacare put in place. So, for example, there would be these short-term plans that wouldn't have all the essential benefits like maternity care and mental health. And if you had a pre-existing condition, they could decline coverage or charge you more money for these plans. Now, because these plans cover less and they don't cover people with big medical problems, they'll be cheaper, and they're going to be an attractive option, particularly for people who are in good health and, you know, frustrated with what they're paying today. And that's the big, you know, the big selling point you hear from the administration. These are more choices. These are more options. And, well, you know, that's true. The two problems are, number one, if you get one of these plans and you get sick, you're going to be in trouble because they're not going to have all the coverage that you get today, and you might get medical bills and discover the policy doesn't pay for them. But really the bigger danger over the long term for the whole program is that there's a danger that you're drawing away kind of, you know, who's going to go to these plans? People in good health already. You draw those people out of the Affordable Care Act, out of the exchanges. And the plans that are left there, insurance companies are like, uh-oh, we don't have enough, we don't have enough healthy people paying in premiums to cover the costs of people with big medical bills. They have to raise rates. They have to pull out. This is something we've obviously seen to some extent already. The worry is that this executive order today, when it's fully carried out, will make that problem a lot worse.
Who would be able to do this? I mean, we're talking about association health plans, among other things here, but what is that? Like, who could band together to offer these lighter, I don't know, skimpier, depending how you look at it, plans, cheaper?
Right. So there's sort of two categories of plans. The association plans are typically offered by regular insurance companies, but they are marketed through an association. Now, and it could be an association of realtors. It could be the local chamber of commerce. One of the questions here is just how easy will it be to join one of these associations? Is it only for small businesses, or is it also for people who, you know, are single people, sort of self-employed?
Could it be an association of marathon runners?
So, you know, this is one of the questions that comes up. The joke that people, you know, I don't know if a joke is the right word, but, you know, critics of these of this idea say, well, you could have an association of mouth breathers, you know.
but I mean, it could be an association of people who are very healthy by kind of definition and therefore could get very low rates?
So this is a worry. I mean, this is the sort of extreme worry in this case. It is worth mentioning that we do, you know, to do all of this, you know, they can't, this is not passing a law. We're not getting something through Congress here. This is purely by executive order. This is the Trump administration just saying this is how, you know, things are going to be. To do that, that means they have to live within the constraints that are placed there by existing laws. And one of the important laws at work here, there's a big law that covers all large employer plans called ERISA. And it's pretty specific about who qualifies and who doesn't. So it's possible that the Trump administration will say, yeah, you know, if you're a marathon runner, you can join an association. And for precisely the reason you suggest, that would be a bad idea for the system as a whole. But if they tried that, there's a decent, I'd say actually a good chance, somebody would sue in court and say, wait, you can't do that. And probably, but not definitely, the courts would say, yeah, you can't go that far. It's got to be an association of that makes a little more sense than the association of marathon runners.
The president moving here by executive order, Republicans have been fiercely critical of President Obama, fiercely critical for years because he moved on health care by executive order. What's the president say about taking that path now?
Yeah, funny that, right? I mean, it wasn't that long ago we were hearing about abuses of executive power and how awful it was. I mean, look.
Well, I mean, you can make that argument, but if you make it one way, what about the other way?
Well, you can. I mean, you know, this is hypocrisy. To be fair, I think you often see that case. I mean, when a party is out of power and they, you know, when they, you know, when you don't have the presidency, then you start to raise concerns about executive power. When you do have the presidency, then you're very excited about executive power. But again, I mean, there are limits that the law puts in place, and you know, there's a court system to uphold them. So I assume the Trump administration is going to push as hard as it can to stretch the limits of executive authority to go as far in this direction as they can on their own. And then it will be up to the courts at some point to sort of step in and say, wait a minute, you can't do that. But obviously, you know, that depends on, you know, who the judges are and who the courts are, and you never know how that's going.
This will have ramifications, you're saying, though, for everyone. I mean, if you get an association, that's one path. If you don't, your rates may go up even more because these things are being carved out by the Trump administration here.
Right. It will certainly reverberate, I think, you know, it, again, depending how far this all goes, and they're just starting the process of writing these rules, you know, you could see a scenario where it affects everybody buying insurance on their own and every small business because it would affect those markets. Whether it eventually filters into the markets for people who have insurance from large employers, which is how most Americans get private insurance, that's kind of a separate question. But certainly for small businesses, for people buying coverage on their own, which today, you know, might mean through healthcare.gov or Covered California, what have you, yes, this could have very far-reaching implications.
Jonathan Cohn is senior national correspondent covering healthcare for the Huffington Post, with us today from Ann Arbor, Michigan. Jonathan, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.